You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Wednesday, November 8th, and we're talking Dodgers baseball today with Ken Gernick, our Dodgers reporter for MLB.com. Ken, we thank you for the time. Going to dive into some Dodgers news items here in just a little bit, coming off their seven-game loss to the Astros in the 2017 World Series. But, Ken, unfortunately, first and foremost, the dominant news item around baseball and around sports on this Wednesday, 24 hours removed from the tragic passing of Roy Halladay, the former two-time Cy Young winner with the Blue Jays and later on the Phillies. He had the perfect game. He had the postseason no-hitter, a guy as accomplished as anybody, any pitcher of his generation. But, Ken, the thing that struck me was that as all these tributes and recollections come pouring in through social media, a lot of people talking about what a great person he was, you know, not just a pitcher and a competitor, but a wonderful man, a wonderful human being, a tremendous husband, a tremendous father. And Ken, you know, needless to say, this is such a tremendous loss for baseball in so many ways.
Yeah, obviously a real tragedy. And, you know, the Dodgers really didn't have a lot of ties with him or the Phillies, but they do have Chase Utley. And he made an Instagram post talking about the first time that he met Roy and how he realized that that he was kind of the player's player, you know, the way he worked is and really Chase Utley is pretty much talked about in kind of the same vein. So you know, obviously a horrible loss at that age and the way it happened, Chase pretty much summed it up from the Dodgers' view.
Yeah, no question. They had many years together with the Phillies, and you know, Chase revered Roy Halladay as much as anybody in baseball, and it's just such a sickening loss for the game, and just such a great player, a great competitor, and a great person, and gone from us far, far too soon, to say the very least. Well, Ken, from that, let's kind of make an awkward transition into addressing some news items here for the Dodgers, as obviously they went as far as you could go, going to Game 7 of the World Series, but falling short as the Astros take away the 2017 World Series crown. But, Ken, I'm curious to get your take on kind of the mood and the temperature of the Dodger fan base right now, because anytime your team falls short in a championship round, you kind of have to assess, you know, how the fans feel, you know, about the loss and about going into next season. So would you say right now that Dodgers fans regard losing the World Series as having simply lost to a better team? Or do Dodgers fans feel that, you know what, we were the better team and we didn't perform quite up to par? You know, of the two, which one do Dodgers fans more feel about?
Yeah, they're bitter. You know, they think, and I really think that the clubhouse thinks that that the better team didn't win. You know, I don't know that I share that, and I think baseball is one of those sports where there really are no flukes. You know, at the end of this long season with all the playoffs, usually the last team standing deserves to be, and I think that was the case. You know, you can look at what happened to the World Series, and there were three or four key things that went wrong for the Dodgers. Almost nothing went wrong for Houston, and that just tells me that the better team won. But the fans here have been waiting a real long time, now 30 years since their last title. And getting to the World Series and even getting to Game 7 isn't quite enough. They expected a win. I think the players did too, and it didn't happen, and I think everybody's pretty bitter about it.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty safe assessment. You know, you go back to the middle of the season and no less than Magic Johnson stands out there in front of cameras and microphones and says we're going to win the 2017 World Series, and you appreciate the bold proclamation, but unfortunately that tonight did not quite come true as Houston gets the parade. Ken, is there one guy, you know, one player or one moment, one incident that Dodgers fans point to as saying, you know, this is where we lost it, this is where everything turned, or was it more of a collection of events that kind of conspired against the Dodgers here?
Well, I don't know that I can really speak for all the fans, but just from my view, you know, like I said, there were quite a few things that went wrong. I mean, obviously, Yu Darvish had two horrible starts. Kenley Jansen, you know, let two games get away, and Clayton Kershaw let one get away. Maybe even in a bigger picture, their offense was horrible. really. I mean, even though they scored 12 runs in one of the games, I mean, the top of their lineup did almost nothing. And as a team, they hit around 200. And even in the last game, with everything on the line, they were 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. So, I mean, the way I look at it, there's a lot of blame to go all the way around on this team as far as why they lost the World Series and why they lost Game 7. So I don't think that there's really one acquisition that really would make the difference. I think they just didn't play well enough to win the World Series. And so I don't think that's really complicated.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, you know, a lot of finger pointing at you, Darvish, and rightfully so. But the offense can't be off the hook here. Justin Turner was not himself. Cody Bellinger could not put the bat on the ball. 17 strikeouts in the series, I believe. So a lot of blame to go around, but still nonetheless a lot of reason for optimism in 2018 as the Dodgers look to get back to the Fall Classic and end what is now a 30-year drought. Ken, on the coaching staff, a few changes already as Tim Hires, the hitting coach who did wonderful things, especially in 2017, has left to join the Red Sox, replacing Chili Davis, who's now with the Cubs, as musical chairs continues in that regard. What direction do you think the Dodgers are going to take to fill Hires' vacancy for a new hitting coach?
Well, it looks like they still have Turner Ward, who is the main hitting coach, and he'll be back. And Hires was the assistant, and now he's with Boston with Alex Cora. A lot of the young Dodger hitters have spent a lot of time working with Sean Wooten, who is kind of their minor league hitting guru, and he kind of goes back and forth from AAA up to the big leagues. And Corey Seager and Cody Bellinger have talked a lot about him, and he worked a lot with Jock Peterson at the end of the year, and we saw Jock come on strong in the postseason. So I don't think it would be a total surprise if Sean Wooten ends up with some sort of promotion. But it's we met yesterday with the front office, and they've got quite a few roles to fill. You know, Gabe Kapler left to manage the Phillies. He was in charge of the minor league department. His assistant also left. So they have a handful of roles that they need to fill, not just on the big league coaching staff.
Yeah, good point. Is even the more successful teams, they're going to have coaches poached from their ranks because they're successful, and the Dodgers are no exception. We'll see how they fill those roles coming up for the 2018 season. And Ken, to come down the home stretch here, when you look at the state of the Dodgers right now, give me the area that you feel is their biggest area of need, and then on the flip side, what do you feel the best about regarding the Dodgers right now in terms of their biggest area of strength?
Well, I guess, you know, going back to the World Series, I think right-handed hitting, you know, maybe a right-handed hitting left fielder. I don't know that they're going to want to spend for a J.D. Martinez, maybe a Lorenzo Cain. Those guys probably will be, not that they can't afford them, but their history is they just don't go after other teams' free agents at those kind of salaries. Of course, the fans want that. They're going to want Giancarlo Stanton trade. I just don't see them picking up that kind of contract. But a right-handed hitting outfielder would fit in, I think. You also, every year they're looking for a starting pitcher. That wouldn't surprise me. And they need a setup man with Brandon Morrow being a free agent. So there's some needs there. You know, I think one of the things that probably is a strength, a lot of people talk about their bullpen. They seem to cycle through a lot of different people as the season goes and from season to season, and yet the bullpen is still strong. But I think their real strength is their young players, the Bellingers and the Seagers, if he's healthy. And it sounded like they're optimistic that he will be. The core is really their strength. They're bringing back a World Series team. So this isn't a team that's going to go through a tremendous amount of upheaval during the offseason. They've got the core. They've got the nucleus. You know, the Ohtani, of course, is out there, and that's intriguing. But I just don't see, you know, unless they're able to jump through all the hoops and land him, I'm not sure that we're going to see a big-name player jump onto this roster after being so successful with what they have.
Yeah, agreed. And like you said, this is not a veteran team that, you know, had one last hurrah, one last championship run. This is a team built to be successful for many years to come. They've been successful for many years already with five straight NL West Division crowns, and hopefully the Dodgers take that next step and fill that last piece of the puzzle in 2018. Time will tell. Ken Gernick, great stuff today. We thank you for the time. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, LA Dodgers.